talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was the Beatles with the long and winding road, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Universal Marble and Granite, and they're one of the they're a countertop fabricator in North Charleston. We'll be talking with Greg Hoffman. Also, Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchens Kitchen and Bath. We'll also be talking with interior designer Margaret Dixon with MK Dixon Interiors. Naomi Simmons with Affinity Integrated Solutions, and also Ginger Summers with The Treehouse. But joining us now are the editors of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Allie Stanky, and also Susan Fitzgerald Burridge. How are you ladies doing?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Tim.
Good, thanks, Tim.
Yeah, and exciting time at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. The fall 2019 issue has been out for about a week, and we always like to take a moment to talk to our editors. Last week we talked to our photographers and graphic designers about their take and their involvement with the fall issue, and we want to just ask our editors what will readers find in the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
So the fall issue, obviously, we have our cover stars Kate Fagan and Catherine Budig, who are both very involved in the sports industry. Kate was an ESPN reporter for a few years, and Catherine is a yoga expert.
Mm-hmm.
They live in a super cool pop artsy home in Mount Pleasant. Mm. So that was really cool to go see them and hear their stories and kind of see a unique house. I think it's one of the most unique we've ever featured in mm-hmm. the cover. So that was really fun. And
their pose on the cover is getting a little bit of a little bit of a buzz.
Yes.
Catherine mm-hmm. has got one of her yoga poses.
Yes.
On the cover, right?
Yes, she was very natural. That was a fun shot to get. She mm-hmm. was, what do you want me to do? And she's like, I can do a yoga pose. And so stuck her leg up on the ladder and turned out really awesome, I think.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, what else will and you know what's cool about Charleston is there's so many famous people, people that, are noteworthy who relocate to Charleston. It's we're lucky because we get to always have somebody noteworthy on the cover of Charleston Home and Design magazine. So we've got the cover feature. What about some of our other features?
Well, as a new resident and homeowner in Charleston, I was really excited about the Idea House. We looked at the Idea House, which was built in 2009. Mm-hmm. So 10 years later, we looked at products and services that really did stand the test of time. So for homeowners, I think that's a great resource to see what's lasting and different items that they can look for.
Yeah, and we took kind of a interesting approach to that. I guess my mother taught me, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. And so the people, the products and materials that maybe have not lasted the test of time, we didn't mention them. But everybody else, all the other materials and products and services in the Idea House that really have performed well over the last 10 years, we gave those 5 stars. And lots of local businesses are in that story. And, I think if you picked up Charleston Home and Design magazine and just looked at some of the products that were part of the 2009 Idea House, those are safe bets for you to buy today, because they really do they really have performed well over the last 10 years. How about you, Allie? What are some of your other features in the fall issue that you like?
So I think the biggest feature, obviously, is the remodeling guide. So every year we do that in the fall, and I think it's a really great transformative thing to see because we do the before and after photos. So one of the ones that I really like is a historic restoration project that one of our clients did, and it was an old carriage house they converted. And so seeing that, how they kept the history and then brought it into kind of today's times, was really cool to see. So we've got some of that. We've got outdoor properties that were remodeled, pools that were remodeled, kind of anything and everything for people to check out and enjoy.
Yeah, remodeling is huge. And I'm sure our listeners can agree with that. They probably can't drive through their neighborhood without seeing contractors' trucks on the streets and lots of hammering and sawing going on, lots of remodeling going on in Charleston with the economy being so good. And we've also got another feature on energy efficiency. So lots of great products for your house. If you're looking to save some money and make your house more energy efficient.
Right. I think for that, we talked a little bit about folks remodeling and then also folks building new homes. There's something for everybody in this feature on energy efficiency, on just ways you can tweak your home or ways you can build your home from the ground up and be super energy efficient. Anything from windows to garage doors, solar panels, HVAC units. I think it's another great resource for people, homeowners here.
Yeah, and the 2019 fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine is now available. If you want to buy a subscription, you can go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and subscriptions, a yearly subscription is only $20. Or you can visit some of our many of the advertisers that you see in Charleston Home and Design magazine, stop by their different businesses, and we're in almost every home related business in the Charleston area. You can stop by and just pick up a free issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Well, thank you, ladies, and I know you want to get right back to it because you are busy working on our winter issue, and we're not going to reveal who's on the cover, but it is somebody famous, and it's going to be something that our readers have never seen before. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Universal Marble and Granite. And they are a countertop fabricator. They're located at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston, right off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. How are you doing, Greg?
Very good.
Good. Greg, take a moment and tell everybody about Universal Marble and Granite.
Universal Marble and Granite has been in the North Charleston area for 16 years now, providing custom kitchen countertops, bathroom vanities, fireplace surrounds, tub surrounds, indoor and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces to customers all over the Lowcountry.
Very good. And I'm really, really glad that you kind of started off your description by talking about all the different places that someone can use the stone that comes from Universal Marble and Granite. Because when you think of granite or marble or quartz material, you always think of countertops, but there's lots of other places that you're seeing some of that stone material show up, right?
Yes, there are. Yep. It goes in a bunch of different areas now. And we find ourselves doing a lot of different things within those areas. So we're doing a lot of lamination, you know, where we'll...
What is that, lamination?
So lamination, we can either double up, say, we just did a huge job on the water in Isle of Palms. We took 262 square feet of countertops, and instead of 1.25 inches thick, it was 2.5 inches thick. Right around the island, and the farm sink was 2.5 inches thick, and then 6 different vanities, home theater, etc. So it gave it a very large, wide profile that was both very bold and very interesting.
So it looks like one big, giant chunk of stone that's on the counter.
It does. Very, very much like the conference table that we have outside. We finished that the day before the Gilliard show with you guys here last month. And we mitered the top at a 45-degree angle. We mitered the side, and then we get a chemi color-matched epoxy and special miter clamps, and it looks as if we match the veining. It looks as if it's a 3-inch thick piece of marble.
Nice. So you don't see any seams then?
No, seams whatsoever.
When you put those two countertops on top of each other then, the 1.25, you said?
Correct. So we're literally mitering that edge. So, okay. You know, it comes to a point and then we just slightly soften that so it's not sharp and nobody can cut themselves on it.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds pretty sophisticated as far as what a fabricator is able to do. Would you say that, does every fabricator able to do that, or?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, I'd like to think we're better than most at what we're able to perform with that. We recently did the Mint Bar down on Calhoun Street across from Marion Square, a 26-foot long bar. He had a 7.25-inch mitered edge on that. So we were able to take this beautiful translucent green marble, 45 the top, the side, get a matching chemi epoxy with it, put the whole thing together, and it looked like one huge 26-foot piece of marble.
Mm.
In addition, you know, Mint Bar is known for its green color of the, you know, mint, and it was a translucent stone that he had backlit with green lights. So
wow.
Just a very, very impressive, you know, statement to that.
Yeah. Again, that sounds very sophisticated, much more than what you would find at an average fabricator. And speaking of that, Universal Marble and Granite, one of the ways that you folks are head and shoulders above other fabricators is you were just recognized by the Post and Courier's Charleston Choice Awards. Talk about that a little bit.
So we're very pleased that 3 Thursdays ago of, you know, some 30 fabricators in the Charleston area, once again, Universal Marble and Granite was the Post and Courier Charleston Choice Award winner for 2019. We had won it in 2016. So they have a winner and they have 2 finalists every year. And 17 and 18, we were one of 2 finalists. The other winners and finalists were suppliers of ours. So really, we've won this thing 4 years in a row. So we're really happy about that. And we work hard to keep our customers happy. We also had a very nice thing yesterday. So we got our 64th 5-star Google rating. So no one in North or South Carolina can say that. So very pleased about that also. So apparently we're doing something right, and our customers do seem to like us.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah,
you know, it seems like bad news travels a lot faster than good news. And so, you know, for someone to take the time and trouble of giving Universal Marble and Granite a 5-star rating, you know that they'd be quick to give you a 1 or 2 if they had a bad experience, right? But golly, 64 of those 5-star ratings. That's impressive.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're very proud about that. And we thank all of our customers and clients for their business and for giving us all those great ratings.
What do you attribute it to?
Customer service. So, you know, we're big on, we have the most material in stock of any supplier in Charleston. So I've got 125 different slabs of marbles, granites, dolomites, quartz, quartzites right now. So we run the gamut from builder grade up to, you know, exotics like Taj Mahal, and I've got a bundle of Vermont Danby Hone, which Martha Stewart has in her personal kitchen, to Avalanche.
What's that look like, the Vermont?
Vermont Danby is a very white stone. It's quarried in Vermont, and it's got some gray veining that goes horizontally across the stone. It's absolutely a very stunning, elegant look.
Is it a granite or a marble?
It's a cross between a marble and a granite, so I would call it a dolomite. It's a very, very hard marble, but it's tough stuff. You know, it's not like a Carrara marble, which is pretty soft and porous.
Can be used in the kitchen then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
We did a kitchen last week. We're doing a kitchen next week in it also. One of the things I wanted to mention, and, you know, a lot of people get concerned when they hear marble, and our top two products, Shadow Storms and Fantasy Browns, are both very, very hard marbles. And about 15 months ago, everyone here at Universal got trained and certified to put a StoneTech 25-year commercial sealer on. As far as I understand, there's only two of us right now that can do that. But with that, you get a 25-year stain resistance warranty. Mm. It's not inexpensive, but it's a great product, and the company stands behind it, and it's allowed our customers that, you know, would shy away from the marbles and things to go ahead and move forward with that because they get that warranty.
Mm, excellent. Well, that's great. What kinds of trends are you seeing in the stone business here at Universal Marble and Granite? You mentioned that the waterfall edge is very popular these days. Mm-hmm.
So we take either a quartz product or a quartzite or even a Shadow Storm product, and we'll 45 and we'll bring it all the way down to the floor, 34 or 35 inches, get a color match to Kimi epoxy. So when you put that together, it's number one, it's firm, it's never going to separate, but also it color matches it so you can't see that seaming in it. And when we do that, we match the veining. So got a very talented crew here that goes out and does the templates and the laying out of these products. He also does our cutting. So it's been, it's worked out very well for us. So we do a lot of those waterfall edges. You know, you can do a mini waterfall, 2.5 to 3 inch. We do a lot of those on islands. We do wraparound 45. So we did a job last Thursday where a gal had brought a couple of slabs in from Austin, Texas that she fell in love with, couldn't find it anywhere else. And we did a 45 all the way down to the ground and then did a 45 on the side of it to wrap it around an additional 3 inches too. Gave it a very bold, interesting look.
How would you do? Just put those on a roof rack or... Not exactly, huh?
No. They were shipped in by Pacific Shores.
Yeah. Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Universal Marble and Granite?
So you can go online to universalmgranite.net, or you can give us a call at 843-767-7779. And we look forward to hearing from you and look forward to meeting you.
If you want to do business with a company that has 64 5-star Google ratings and was voted once again the top fabricator by Post and Courier's Charleston Choice Awards, you definitely want to give Universal Marble and Granite a call. Thanks so much, Greg, and thank you for hosting today's radio show.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Universal Marble and Granite, and they are a countertop fabricator. They're located at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Brian, take a moment, tell everybody about Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
Jilco is a kitchen and bath design and install company. We take customers, either walk-ins or builders. We take a concept or a design, which can be from a plan or a site visit, and we turn it into a working drawing. Customers, whether they be builders or homeowners, can come to the showroom and see all of the products, and we evolve it into a job that we have manufactured and install in your home and take care of it for many years with any follow-up or add-ons you need.
Very good. Well, when it comes to trends that you're seeing in the kitchen and bath industry, what can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, there are some design trends, but mostly in the colors we're seeing, it's almost like it's getting more broad, and we're seeing new stuff come up. The grays are almost going away a little bit. We've got lots of off blues coming in. It started out to be dark blue. Now we've got a lot of haze and kind of smoky blues. Grays are still there. Darker grays are going away. What they say is coming up next is some yellows and even maybe some harvest golds, which may not be called harvest gold again, but that's maybe around the corner. Lots of, some of them are textured finishes, some of them are just straight paint. As in Charleston, very little stain product unless it's just very small accent type pieces.
You know, we have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area, and none of them have very little context of like how long one business has been around versus another. How long has Jilco Kitchen and Bath been here in Charleston?
We started in May of 1991, so we're in our almost 29th year.
Gotcha, 29th year, and that's important. What would you say, sets Jilco Kitchen and Bath apart, having been around for 29 years versus maybe some of the other places that people can go to have their kitchen and bath remodeled?
Value and customer service. We are always willing to, help a customer out with any kind of their space needs that they have. We're very easygoing. Our prices are reasonable. We provide a individual experience for everybody.
Gotcha. And I'll bet in those 29 years, you've seen quite a few changes with styles of kitchens, right? I mean, I can remember the days of the and you can probably describe this better, but like the glaze look on the cabinets and the real heavy corbels and accent pieces and things like that.
Yes, when we started in the 90s, an integrated accessory was really strange, and we had a product out of Canada that was kind of a contemporary product, and it had a lot of integration into it. It was a company out of Toronto, and yeah, the trends change. Things that are now standard were incredible upgrades at the time. pull-out trash cans were about as far as it got in the 90s. So we've seen a lot of that, a lot of trends, and it's always great to have fresh designers that work for me. They're our best asset that help keep everybody on the level with what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. And, people are still buying mostly painted cabinetry. Is that right?
Yeah, it's mostly painted. It's pretty rare that we get, any stain product. I mean, whereas if you went to Asheville, it would probably be the opposite. I spend some time up near that area, and those kitchen and bath dealerships are dealing with a lot of stains. We're dealing with paints. Occasionally it'll have an effect on the paint, like a very subtle brushing of glaze, not the kind of glaze that sticks in the cracks, like is not popular anymore, but lots of paints. And really it's just gone to these whole tones, like blue is popular. Well, it's not just like navy blue. It's like the whole 500 colors of Sherwin-Williams of shades of blue, and we do custom colors a lot. So we bring colors into becoming standards after we see, like there was a color called Kentucky Haze, and we noticed that was a popular Sherwin-Williams color. And so we were like, well, we're just going to bring that as standard. We dropped the Kentucky part. So we just call it Haze, and it's one of the most popular for now, and there'll be something else in the next 6 months. So we're trying to standardize it so we can show the most popular stuff in the showroom But it is evolving, and like I said, Harvest Gold may be coming back.
What color would you recommend to a homeowner if they wanted something nice and safe and something that it would be timeless, that maybe wouldn't go out of style or anything like that in 30 years?
Well, I mean, my kitchen is bright red, so I'm probably not the best person to ask. But it's usually people go with like a perimeter that they take the easy route, you know, and they want to, since cabinets last 20 years and you see a lot of white shaker. But then on the island, they'll do like a nice pastel or something like that. But, you know, be bold. I mean, you can, if you like something, then you can make it work for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the individual. Obviously, we see a lot of white shaker, but I really wish it was a lot more barn reds with a rubbed gray, brush gray glaze on it, like mine.
Right, right. So we've been talking a lot about cabinetry, but talk about how Jilco Kitchen and Bath can help homeowners. So is it just with the cabinetry, or how much of a kitchen or bath remodel project can or new construction can Jilco get involved with?
Well, we can help them out with all of it, but we're primarily space designers. We don't do a lot of general contracting or any really. We use companies like CK Construction that was just in here. But we definitely help out with the whole space, you know. So it's not likely that the paint store is going to help you design your kitchen. But we do. We help the whole space, you know, help make sure it's usable, because we're providing the functional aspect of it, which is the cabinetry and the countertops. So we help people through that process. And there's people ask, how long does it take to get cabinets? When we say, well, 3 weeks. And, you know, but that's from the time of your process of making all the decisions, which can take a long time sometimes. So the process is longer than the actual making of the cabinets many
mm-hmm.
times.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what are you seeing in 2020?
Seeing 2020 in the Charleston market, everything looking good. We are remodeling several areas of the showroom to kind of show what we think is coming up. We've got a big stretch of more of an urban type look. We've got some textured melamines, which is very kind of sleek looking, downtown looking kind of stuff. And that's been very popular, with aluminum frame doors with smoked glass in it. And, you know, just very contemporary looking hardware. So that's a big new area we're doing in the showroom. And it has, even the accessories are kind of slick looking, like nice matte gray metal. So we've got something for everybody, but we're seeing a trend more towards big city.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Jilco Kitchen and Bath?
They can give us a call at 849-6465, or our showroom is open Monday through Friday. We are 2 miles down the newly improved Clements Ferry Road on the left, or they can visit our website at www.jilcokitchenandbath.com.
And they've widened that Clements Ferry Road quite a bit.
Yeah, they're out there giving speeding tickets now.
That's a little different. That's a good sign. Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. Thanks so much, Brian.
All right, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Universal Marble and Granite. They're located at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston, right off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with interior designer Margaret Dixon with MK Dixon Interiors. How are you, Margaret?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Margaret, take a moment and tell everybody about MK Dixon Interiors.
Okay, I have a full-service interior design firm. I specify interior finishes and furnishings, everything from remodel to new construction projects.
Gotcha. And how long have you been an interior designer?
For 20 years.
20 years. And you've probably seen quite a few different projects for homeowners over those years, huh?
Yes, it always is evolving.
Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the different types of projects that you've helped homeowners out with over the years. Like, for example, Were you ever called on to help with a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel?
Yes. Sometimes it's always going to change. Sometimes someone just wants, it'll start with a couch and they just want a couch and then it'll end up remodeling their whole house. Mm-hmm. So it'll start with something small sometimes, or they just, and I'm open to small projects and large, whatever someone wants. Usually it's, and then sometimes they're clients over the years. So their next home, they remember me and they call me, oh, my next house, I want another couch, or mm-hmm. I'd like some more tile or something. Can you help me with this or that? So it's a lot, it's good to get referrals and then work with the clients again.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that they call on you a second time is a huge compliment to you at MK Dixon Interiors, because they've obviously had a good experience. And mm-hmm. I always say, once you work with an interior designer, you'll never try to do a project on your own again. Would you agree with that?
I need more clients like you.
Well, the reality is most people have never worked with an interior designer before. Maybe the same could be said about an architect also. And they've probably worked with a remodeling contractor or a builder or something like that. But when it comes to interior design, I'm not sure the public is completely clear on how an interior designer can help a homeowner.
That's true. I get asked that question a lot. Actually, I had someone yesterday wanted to know how I work. They had worked with an interior designer. A lot of times people have done because their parents have done it, their mother had an interior designer, but maybe they're still not familiar with how it works. So typically I can work as an hourly rate. I'll do a complimentary consultation, especially if you call in for the show. Mm-hmm. And then I can go over kind of a project-based amount or an hourly rate. And mm-hmm. then I work on, if you want me to pay for the furnishings, and I make the little bit of a markup on the furnishings. But typically it's not more than retail, because mm-hmm. I'll get my designer discount. And then sometimes I can pass along some of that discount to the client.
Mm-hmm. And I've interviewed a lot of interior designers over the years. And one of the things that they always say is that hiring an interior designer will ultimately save you money simply by avoiding mistakes. Do you ever run into situations where the homeowner has made some purchases before they talk to you as an interior designer?
Yes, I've worked on a lot of houses with mistakes. When I first went out on my own several years ago, a lot of my business came from people that had made mistakes. And they're like, can you help me? Or so-and-so, it was a bachelor or someone of that point. I'm like, hey, I just bought this and I thought it was going to work and it doesn't work. Or the cabinet doesn't work, or the refrigerator size. It's important, if you're doing cabinets, you have to order all your appliances, or at least have the specifications for all your appliances to the cabinet maker before they start the cabinets. Otherwise, you're going to have a big hole in your kitchen that doesn't match your appliance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. That's true. Another thing interior designers tell me is it's always best for an interior designer to get involved in a project as early as possible.
Yes, I agree. For simple things, to say, you know, you had someone, you know, put in some light switches. You have to make sure those light switches are in the right place for where you want them. Like, you want to make sure there's still light at the top of the stairs that's going to turn that light off, so you don't have to walk all the way down the stairs in the dark. You know, certain things like that where you need, maybe it's just good to have another set of eyes on the project too. Someone might see something, and with my experience, I am able to catch a lot of things. I know things to look for. I know some common mistakes. You know, I kind of see ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And also keeping things kind of, I wouldn't say necessarily on trend, but things that maybe aren't going to go out of style right away.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is such a no-brainer. Most people, 99% of the people out there would never cut their hair themselves. They would always go to a professional to have that done. And yet they either don't know that they can hire an interior designer to help them with their project, or they feel like that's something I should be able to do myself, and they don't allow themselves to put that in a budget to hire an interior designer. And the interesting thing is, you know, when it comes to your house, as cliche as it sounds, it's true. It's your biggest investment. Our listeners probably spend more time researching, you know, buying a new car than they spend on some of the on a project that they're doing at home. And if they had an interior designer, you know, a lot of people think, just because I've made the commitment and I've got the money and I'm going to spend the money on remodeling my kitchen, the outcome of a project is not guaranteed. It's possible that when all is said and done and all the bills are paid, they may not be 100% happy. So that's why you hire an interior designer, to make sure that the outcome is exactly what you hoped it would be, right?
No, I agree. And also it's because it's very important if you go to resale. I mean, not everyone has the same job for 20 years and gets the gold watch at the end of their career. People move around. So I think it's very important to have a beautiful kitchen, have beautiful bathrooms that will help with the resale process. And people can tell, I think, when you kind of slapped it together and, you know, rather than hiring somebody, a lot of people look at Pinterest and house and it's very good ideas, but a lot of it's more like reading the Cliff Notes rather than reading the novel. So I come in with a bigger picture. You know, I see the bigger picture.
I always say it's like a copy of a copy. It's never going to be the highest resolution or look as good as the original. And when you're looking at some of these beautiful photos on Pinterest and Houzz, you may try to emulate the look, but it's very difficult to obtain that look. And that's where an interior designer comes in, because I bet you encourage your clients to look at Pinterest and Houzz and other, maybe some shelter magazines like Charleston Home and Design, so that they can get inspiration and show you what are the things that they like about, that they want to achieve with their project.
Yes, correct. Right.
Well, talk about some of the trends that you're seeing these days.
Okay, well, I see continuing trends of natural materials, neutral tones, a lot of white kitchens and bathrooms. Textured wallpapers are kind of coming back in, so just one accent wall rather than people wallpapering the whole room. They usually do one accent wall. White quartz countertops. We did a lot actually here at Universal. They helped me with my latest project in Mount Pleasant. And a beautiful job. We did all the bathrooms in white quartz countertops and the kitchen island and different rooms. And then we did an offset of one color in the kitchen and then one color for the main kitchen. And the island had a separate color.
Gotcha. Right. Well, how can folks get more information about MK Dixon Interiors?
You can find my website, mkdixoninteriors.com. You can reach me here at Universal. I've worked with Greg. And you can also find, I do some outside sales for Encore Reclaimed Lumber. Mm-hmm. That's another trend that's happening thanks to Joanna Gaines. People are using wood beams and mantles and truss work, and they make custom shelves, which are very popular. People do their all white kitchens, and they'll do wood accents like wood shelves.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Margaret Dixon with MK Dixon Interiors. Thanks so much, Margaret.
Thank you for having me.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And on the phone with us now is Naomi Simmons with AIS, your local authorized ADT dealer. How are you doing, Naomi?
I'm wonderful, Tim. How are you?
Good. Naomi, take a moment and tell everybody about AIS, your local authorized ADT dealer.
Okay, wonderful. So AIS, also known as Affinity Integrated Solutions, we've been in business now for about 5 years. We rate at number 3 in the nation out of all of the dealers under ADT authorized retailers. We are local in the Charleston area, and we do focus primarily on neighborhood promotions.
What are neighborhood promotions?
So, absolutely. So neighborhood promotions are actually promotions that we offer in excess of what you would typically get if you were to call ADT corporate directly. So what we do is we offer a plan for homeowners in the area where they can get the majority of their equipment completely at no cost. with a free professional install and lifetime warranty. Mm-hmm. Most of the systems that we include do integrate your home automation as well as surveillance. So we're actually giving homeowners a very good upfront discount where they don't have to come out of pocket with roughly about $1,800 upfront. Mm. We're able to do everything with a $99 activation.
Gotcha.
Only. So it's actually a very good discount.
Gotcha. Does it seem like just about everybody is signing up to get security systems these days?
They are. So most of the homeowners that we actually meet, they want something that's going to be centrally monitored with your local law enforcement and fire so that they can earn the homeowner's insurance discount. Most people do like the ability to be centrally monitored just as a additional support for their security for their family and their household.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can't really turn on the news these days without there being some kind of news story that shows, one of those porch pirates or, just somebody that's not doing the right thing being caught on camera.
Right. Yeah, that's typically something that we come across a lot of times. And we like to focus on people using preventative measures as opposed to reactive measures. So we want to give homeowners the ability to sit down with us and go over what their ideas are for securing their home. And then, of course, we do a free professional consultation where we actually also give them additional things to think about, like if their driveway is off to the side of their home, if perhaps they don't have a peephole in the front door or maybe glass panes on either side. We want to make sure that there are extra layers of protection in place for things that a homeowner might not have been thinking about initially.
But surveillance, that's included in the packages that AIS, your local authorized ADT dealer that you folks present to homeowners?
Yes, absolutely. So this way, homeowners are not having to make a decision as to whether or not, they're going to bypass something that they might be considering putting on or adding to their security system at a later date. We like to make sure that we're covering all of those options up front, and we do include those cameras. They're high-definition cameras with a cloud-based storage on a secure network. It's a dually encrypted system, so it's a dual-path communication that is linked up to this. And our system is actually, it does have the ability to add more than 10 Wi-Fi cameras to the system.
Mm.
So you do have something that's actually pretty high-tech. It can be as limited as you want in a security system. Maybe somebody's looking at getting only your basic burglary, which of course we automatically include your fire communication with, or it can be something as expansive as, several cameras and smart door locks, smart thermostats, and smart lighting.
Mm. The other day we were driving by a construction site and my daughter said, there's a sign that says, smile, you're on camera. Is it better to kind of make those would-be bad guys aware that there would like some sort of sign or something that there is a camera, or is it better to kind of hide the camera so they don't know that they're on camera?
Well, I believe that in my professional career, the signage is really something that's going to stand out first and foremost. So ADT, all of our homeowners will get their ADT sign, which is always their first layer of protection. In most instances, when somebody that might be considering a criminal act and they're driving through a neighborhood and they might see several signs in front of several homes and all of a sudden there's a house in the middle that doesn't have anything, that's typically, giving that person an opportunity to try that house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like for our homeowners to be sitting ducks or maybe feel, unaware or, unattended appropriately. So we always make sure that there's signage. I do know that a lot of the systems that we come in contact with homeowners that maybe have had something installed in the past and they purchased a home, if it is a pre-owned home, they may purchase a home that already has a security panel in it. And of course, we still advise those homeowners to have us come on out and give them an honest comparison between what we are able to offer, as well as the opportunity to take advantage of the free upgrade that we do include with the system. So we don't typically take over existing equipment in the house because that's not something that we can lifetime warranty. We like to go ahead and just upgrade you, you know, completely overall. That way you're not taking over something that you, you know, might not be comfortable with or maybe doesn't cover everything that you want to have protected in and around your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I understand that AIS, your local authorized ADT dealer that you folks have got, you're rolling out a newer program called ADT Command. What's involved with that?
Okay, so ADT Command is an actual it's something that is moving away from what ADT would historically install in a household. So there's no push-button panel. It's all very high-tech looking. It's a 5-inch color touchscreen keypad that integrates your Z-Wave automation, Bluetooth. It also has a panel camera in it. So if you were to have a code that you are actually going to put in the actual panel when you enter the home, it takes a snapshot of that person that's deactivating the system and sends it to the primary holder's phone. So this way you know who's accessed your home, you know, based on what time, and you actually have that face recognition with that. Mm. You're able to actually know who is accessing your home.
That's excellent. That's great. Are there certain neighborhoods that you think that, well, it's not going to happen to me? That's the old thing that everybody thinks. But should people just in kind of like higher crime neighborhoods be interested in a security system, or what about some of the nicer neighborhoods around town?
Yeah, and actually that's a great question. So what we're finding is that obviously the newer subdivisions, they have a lot of contractors that are moving in and around that area. If you happen to be, you know, one of several homes that are newly built and inhabited, a lot of times you've got a lot of vacant homes that are around you. You'll also have a lot of people that are riding in and around your neighborhood, you know, looking at those homes possibly to purchase. You know, it does leave you a little more vulnerable because you don't have, you know, the layer of maybe several neighbors on either side of you in most cases to be kind of looking out for your house. And honestly, in today's day and age, people are just busy. You know, you don't have, you know, Mr. Walters watching your house all day long plays out in his yard. You know, people are taking care of their own priorities and their own things. So I would say newer homeowners and newer subdivisions is something that they would need to be concerned about, as well as homeowners that are in, you know, well-established neighborhoods. A lot of your well-established neighborhoods, they may have been, you know, installed with an older security system, and at the time, they either did not have the funds to purchase a camera system or it wasn't available to them in the initial packet. So a lot of your existing neighborhoods don't have a whole lot of cameras in and around and offering protection. So in those cases, you'll see reports of vehicle entries, you know, maybe a theft on property, because when people are in their houses asleep, you know, and maybe they don't lock their car doors, there are people that are going around because they're pretty familiar with the fact that a lot of those older homes don't have cameras. Mm-hmm. So definitely, you know, upgrading to cameras or getting, you know, some information about the cameras is going to be a huge advantage to anybody in any neighborhood, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about contacting AIS, your local authorized ADT dealer?
Okay, I am personally available at any time if anybody would need any help. I can be reached at 912-777-8891. You can also go on our company website, which is www.aisnation.com.
All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with Naomi Simmons with AIS, your local authorized ADT dealer. Thanks so much, Naomi.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Treehouse on John's Island talking to the owner, Ginger Summers. How are you, Ginger?
Doing great, thank you.
Good, good. So, Ginger, every time I come into the Treehouse, the displays are always changing. You always do a great job of setting things up on a seasonal basis. What will people find at the Treehouse before Halloween and after Halloween?
Well, right now we have our fall and Halloween out. We've got 25% discount until we just sell it out or put it away for Christmas to come out. And we've got some Christmas out already because the large box stores kind of force Christmas on us. So we have no choice but to put Christmas out. So we do have some of our Christmas trees out on display. But once all the fall is gone, then we'll put even more Christmas out. So before Christmas comes, this entire, the two showrooms will be pretty much Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And of course, the treehouse has lots of mainstay items that are on display year round. And those are some of the things that every homeowner should have, including like a water feature. One of the talk about some of the fountains that greet you when you pull into the treehouse and get out of your car and you hear all the bubbling water and all the different fountains right outside.
We carry fountains from several of the largest suppliers in the country. Concrete fountains. We've got some ceramic fountains, but the concrete fountains are probably our bigger sellers, where all of these companies offer different stains. We can special order to the customer's liking. And we have a small display of a lot of the fountains that we can get, but there are so many more. So if customers have certain styles or whatever in their mind, we can go through the catalogs and help them pick out. They can choose their stain or their color, and we can have it here usually anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks.
What are more popular, like the urn fountains or like some of those pedestal fountains?
Probably it's hard to say because it's all personal preference. We sell a lot of both, so the difference probably would be the care that's required and how much time a person wants to put into taking care of one, because some of them require a little more attention than others. But
is there any help available if someone wanted one of those fountains, because those can get kind of heavy delivered and set up at home?
Yeah, they a lot of them are heavy, and we do deliver and set up. And the local Johns Island, Kiowa, Seabrook, downtown Charleston, West Ashley, we do that at no charge. We do deliver to Somerville and Mount Pleasant and some of the outer areas, but those areas may require a small deposit or fee for delivery.
Gotcha. There's so many unique items. You know, that's the big challenge that people have as we get closer to the holidays is what do I get this family member or this friend? I don't want to they may be hard to buy for. They may be one of those people that has everything, and so it's kind of a challenge to find someone. What are like some of the items around here that people could buy that would really, really put a smile on people's on their relative or their friend's face?
Probably one of our largest sellers would be our wind chimes. We sell a lot of wind chimes for customers that are not sure what to buy somebody, because they're very good quality. They're enjoyable. You can put them outside and everybody can enjoy them. So they're probably one of our best sellers. But we have a lot of really unique, really nice gift products for men and women. And we take a lot of pride in trying to be unique. We take a lot of pride in our displays so that we, you know, show it in a tasteful way. And we think we do a good job at that.
Yeah, and I'm just looking out your window at the treehouse, and some of those wind chimes, we're not talking about those little
You've got the little tinkly ones, but some of them are just really like deep, you know, how would you describe those big giant wind chimes that the treehouse has?
Well, the ones that are out on our tree that are out in our yard are all basses. The largest one is 14 feet long, 200 pounds. The middle one is, 12 feet long and 100 pounds. And then the one to the far right is 7 feet and 45 pounds. Mm. So they've got a little weight to them, so you have to have a nice sized tree to put them in. But they're bases. They're aluminum alloys, so they won't rust. 15-year warranty on the strings. So they're from an American-made company, Music of the Spheres. And the gentleman that started the company was a musician, so they're tuned to musical scale. They are gorgeous, and people love them as gifts.
Yeah, if I had some wind chimes like that, I'd put them on the north side of our house, which is the backyard. And when the wind shifts, and that usually means that there's going to be some bad weather coming, those would sound off and just kind of give you a heads up that some rain is going to be coming our way.
Yep, but they're pretty phenomenal. And the nice thing is also they have the smaller sizes as well. So, you know, it starts with the soprano, alto, mezzo. They've got a four-chime Westminster that sounds like the Westminster church bells. And then we have a tenor. So everything's covered.
So many things here at the treehouse. You've got fire pits. Tell me about that blue lamp that it resembles leaves, but it's how would you describe that?
Okay, so this lamp is made to look like a jellyfish, and it's actually they're made in the Philippines. They use real leaves to make them. So they're handmade. They're gorgeous, and we sell a lot of them. We've got a bunch of different styles, and people really enjoy the fact that they're made with actual leaves. Mm-hmm. And they've got different styles where they have different leaves from different plants that they use on these guys.
Good deal. Back to Halloween again. You know, it seems like more and more people are decorating for Halloween. It used to be one of those quick little holidays, and if you didn't have kids, you didn't really take it seriously. But you drive around and people are going crazy decorating the outdoors of their house. What would you have for the outdoors?
Got jack-o'-lanterns. We've got some ceramic pumpkins and ghosts that are made for the outdoors. We've got some nice chimneys that are shaped large pumpkins that are coming next week. And then we have the fall wreaths that are, you know, for outdoors that are, they are 25% off.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about the treehouse?
They can look us up online at thetreehousejI.com. Or they can call us at 843-209-3335. We're at 849 Main Road on Johns Island, and we'd love for them to come visit us.
And you're right across from?
The Stono Market.
Stono Market, which is a great place. Come on down, have lunch over there, and then walk across the street or drive across the street to the treehouse. Well, that's great. Well, we've been talking with Ginger Summers with the treehouse. Thanks so much, Ginger.
Thank you. Talking about a homecoming.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.